why did you release an album, Thug Stories, on Koch before the Interscope album?
Well, basically, you know what I mean? That was an album we recorded like almost 2 years ago, man. And, we had just been sitting on it. So, you know, that was our last independent album before we stepped out onto a major again.
Okay. Like part of the promotion for the big album?
Yeah, I mean, get the name out there, you know what I mean? Let motherfuckers know we still working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let everybody know that Bone Thugs and Harmony still got hits, you know what I'm saying? Just to keep it out there.
You won't be shooting any videos for the songs on that album, right?
No, it's like basically a warm-up album, man. So Thug Stories, it'll be no video. It's barely even promoted, you know what I mean?
Right.
It just so happened to run into the Interscope album, but... No videos or nothing like that. Wait, saving all that for the big album.
Alright, man, how's the spirit of the group right now in 2006 compared to back then?
I mean, the spirit of the group, I mean, man, right now, you know, we all in good spirits right now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we had like our little issues, you know what I'm saying, with
right.
The companies and, you know, with members in the group, you know, right now, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, man? We managed to keep, you know, like keep our heads together, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just stay on the level, you know, because we know we had to keep this Bone Thugs and Harmony situation going, you know what I'm saying? We can't not stop this, and, you know what I'm saying? We all in good spirits. We happy with the situation we in with Interscope right now, you know what I'm saying? We happy with the Koch record, you know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I'm saying, that everything is going real good for us right now.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, when I spoke to you like 2 years ago, you were telling me that you were hooking up with Dre and you were maybe doing a deal with him. What happened with that?
Well, man, basically, it was a couple of situations on the table, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people was talking, you know, back and forth, but we never actually hooked up and talked to Dr. Dre until we signed with the Interscope, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like a lot of stuff going back and forth. There was a couple people interested in us, you know, but we finally hooked up with Swizz Beatz, you know what I'm saying? And that's when the whole Interscope situation came about.
And also, you know what I mean, like, back then, 2 years ago, it was like, you know, we could get full cooperation out of everybody in the group, and without full cooperation, like, Dr. Dre's and different people didn't really want to deal with Bone Thugs and Harmony if it was a missing member, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that left us like out there stranded for like 2 years trying to get a home.
Right. And you know, I keep in touch with BG Knockout, and I spoke to him like 2 weeks ago, and he was with Flesh and Bones family taking pictures to send back to Flesh, and he said that he once spoke to Crazy Bone like 2-3 weeks ago. Maybe y'all can come to LA and do something. Has that gone down yet?
I spoke to him like when we was on tour, like a couple of weeks ago. I told him when I got back to Cali, you know what I'm saying, like I was gonna try to hook up with him, you know what I'm saying? Our schedule's been hectic, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna definitely try to hook up with him and link up with him.
Tight. Okay, man, with such a unique style, how do you go about the songwriting process?
Man, it's all kind of different ways you go about it, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes somebody can come in there, you know, Craig have a hook done or have a concept done or, you know what I mean? Or we all in the studio vibing together, sitting in the circle writing, you know? It's not one set way the way we come with our songs, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, however the vibe flow, that's how it go, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We just follow the vibe.
Let's get into the new album. What's it called, and can you tell us who's featured and who's doing the production?
We got a lot of producers. As far as production, you know, we got Swizz Beatz, of course, you know what I'm saying? We got tracks from Big Boy from Outkast. We got tracks from 3-6 Mafia, Akon, Dr. Dre.
Black-Eyed
Peas. Oh yeah, Will I Am, Black-Eyed Peas. Timbaland, we got some tracks from Timbaland. You know what I'm saying? It's we got like an all-star production team.
That's hot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something we never really had.
Yeah, and you know, with so many guest appearances and guest producers, is there a possibility that it might be a double album?
No, we're gonna stick to putting out one album right now, man, but we recorded like 65, 70 songs for this album, so just putting all our material in the vault, you know, keep it for the catalogs and things like that, man. But, you know, it ain't no telling. We most definitely not going to do a double album, but it ain't no telling how soon we might drop another album directly after this.
How many album deals you got with Interscope?
Basically, just one album deal, you know what I mean? We're looking for Interscope to really put us back there on the map. You know, and if everything go well, then we got an option with them that we're going to most definitely capitalize on.
Tell us about the first single, Just Vibe. Everybody's guessing that it's Swiss Beats, but it sounds like a Kanye beat.
That's actually a producer named Pretty Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a producer named Pretty Boy, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people thought it was a DJ Unique beat, you know what I'm saying? But it's actually a dude named Pretty Boy, you know what I'm saying? I guess they up and coming, you know what I'm saying? And they really got some nice tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was nice.
A couple on our album, so, you know what I'm saying? They real off to us.
How was it working with Dre? How many songs did he produce?
Well, we didn't really start working with Dre yet. We still waiting to get his tracks from him, you know what I'm saying? But I guess that's going to be like towards the end of the album. We about to get with him and Swiss, you know what I'm saying? And like really close down the album.
Okay, can you describe what kind of vibe the new album will have?
Man, it's gonna be one of them classics, man, like that 1999 Eternal, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Hungry all over again, you know, Ready got a lot of things to prove. We're gonna touch on a lot of subjects, you know what I mean? Most definitely hit that street level, man. It's gonna be a real, very well-rounded album. Like I said, we recorded over 65 songs, so we're gonna pick the best 16 out of that, and it's gonna be a very well-rounded album, like touching on damn near every subject that's out here on this planet right now.
Tight. And you know, I saw a recently leaked video that shows you guys in the studio working on a song called In the Coffin. Will this track be on the Interscope album, and who produced that one?
So, in what?
In the Coffin.
In the Coffin?
Yeah.
In the Coffin?
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Man, we did so many damn songs, man. In the coffin, maybe somebody you got the information from might have mistitled it or something.
Yeah, maybe. All right, man. Did you guys record with Gwen Stefani?
No.
There was rumors going around that you might have done a song with her.
No. I mean, that was somebody we were thinking about, but we never collaborated. You know, we never had no conversations.
Okay. And when can we expect the second single?
I mean, the second single, you can expect that round about the time of the release of the album. Right now, they say they're looking at December 19th for a release date. May end up being January, but sometime around the release of the album, you know what I mean? And
okay.
Just Vibe was a leak, you know what I'm saying? So, really, that's really not our first single. It's just something that the fans know we've been working
on. All right. And what's the name of the album? Have you got a name for it yet?
We're thinking about Strength and Loyalty. It's up in the air right now, man.
Okay.
Like all that, it's really early to really say now, you know, titles of the album and things like that. Like we say, we're still waiting for Dr. Dre, and we got to still recording with Swizz, so we'll be locking the album down in the next 2 weeks, and we can disclose that information.
Okay, and you know you are on the first single, Crazy, of Tupac, produced by Swiss Beats. Can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, well, man, that's something we did in the studio while we was working on our album, you know what I'm saying? That just happened to come about, and, you know what I'm saying, we knocked that song out like while we was working on the latest Interscope album.
Oh.
It actually came right after the Biggie song.
Got some crazy verse on there, everybody talking about it.
Thanks.
And why isn't DJ Unique on the album? How do you feel about Unique releasing your older stuff?
I mean, well, man, you know, basically, I mean, we haven't, the album is not done, you know what I'm saying, but it's just like some issues out there, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that's been thrown to my attention lately that I had no idea was being released on the internet, and I didn't know he was doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have yet to speak with him about that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I really don't even know yet.
Okay. And you recorded a song with Lil Easy. And could you tell us, like, how was the atmosphere like in the studio? Could you feel like the late great Eazy-E's presence in any way in him or in the studio with you guys?
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. You know, just being around him, you feel Eazy's soul. You know what I'm saying? So it was all love. You know, it was like something that was long, long overdue. But yeah, we most definitely felt Eazy's presence, man. You know, because you know he looked just like his dad and sound like his dad. So you know what I mean? It was like Lil E, that's the closest thing we can get to E. So we most definitely felt E's presence.
And you know, Dre still made a song. He's talking about like he's a little mad that you guys never gave it up to him for presenting you guys to Easy. Can you speak on that?
Who?
Dre still the gangster.
Well, first of all, he ain't never present us to Easy. So whatever the fuck he talking about, he got like fucked up.
Okay, cause he was like he took you guys backstage and.
Bonsters and Harmony took one-way bus tickets, making phone calls to get on with Easy. Nobody presented us to Easy. We found Easy. Easy didn't find us.
And how did you hook up with Chamillionaire, and did you think the song was going to be as big as it was?
Man, no, basically, you know, it was a song we did like a couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? And I met him through Playing Skills. Because I had worked with Playing Skills previously, you know what I'm saying? I did not think at all that song was going to be, it was going to be like a number one song.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
And I had no idea, you know what I'm saying? It shocked everybody, even him, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was a real big shock.
Yeah, I was happy. Everybody was like, yeah, Bone is back, and guys getting noticed again, because that song helped you guys a lot now.
Oh.
Yeah, and why hasn't Wishbone released a solo album yet? What's up with that?
Well, man, basically, you know what I'm saying? We basically waiting for the right situation. I guess he's waiting for the right situation,
Okay. And you know your Thug Line shoes, could you release them outside the United States?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, I'm planning on releasing them in Australia, Japan, a couple of places.
Okay, and would you be interested in coming to Sweden or Europe for a tour? Because you've never been in Sweden, we've never seen you.
Oh yeah, man, it happened. Man, we'll definitely come down there. We ain't never been to Sweden, like.
No, we ain't never been.
Everybody was telling me to ask you guys to come here.
Oh yeah, especially, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's up north, like Denmark and, you know.
Oh yeah, man.
Scandinavia.
I'd love to come out there.
And who are you listening to these days that and currently impresses you of the all the artists that are out right now?
Man, a little bit of everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I just love music. You know what I'm saying? I listen to everything. It's not just rap, not just R&B. If you got a nice beat, you know what I'm saying? Nice words to it. You know what I'm saying? I listen to all kinds of music.
Okay. What about Lazy?
Yeah, I second that, you know what I mean? I keep that old school in the deck, you know what I mean? And basically, I stay in the studio working, so, you know, I don't really get a lot of time to listen to the radio and whatnot, but, you know, I love music myself, man. So, you know, if it's hot, and it's really hot, then, you know, I'm fucking with it. But other than that, you know what I mean? I don't get into the bad music and all that, but... You know, I stay tuned to what's going on the streets, man, but I like all kind of music. You know, I listen to everything.
What were the experiences recording with Biggie like compared to recording with Pac? How did they differ?
I mean, basically, man, it was all one big thug occasion, you know, when we was with either one of them. Me personally, I wasn't in the studio with Pac when I recorded my verse, you know, so, you know, the energy was off the hook, though. When I met Pac, he was a real nigga. When I met Biggie, he was a real nigga. It's just, they had gotten to their thing, but they ain't had nothing to do with us. But,
right.
You know, real niggas hook up. So it was just all love on both occasions when I met both of them.
Okay. And can you share a funny memory when you guys were with Easy?
Oh, man. I mean, I remember the first time we went to New York.
Right.
You know what I mean? We was up at a hotel and shit, you know. First time we had been in the 5-star hotel kicking like that. We all walking around, had the big cotton, with them house coats on and shit, smoking blaze and just, you know, just chilling, man. We had our shower caps on, you know, everybody went and got their robe out the room. We walking around with khakis and khakis, house shoes and house robes on and shit, going big.
All right, man. And do you have any last words for the fans?
Yeah, man. I mean, me personally, man, I just say, you know, thanks for the support all these years, man. You know, stay tuned to what we got coming. We most definitely got Smoke Thug coming. We got Worldline coming, man. We got a lot of things. We got the Bone Thug movie coming out. You know what I mean? Like, if I say anything to the fans, I just thank them for their support. You know what I mean? A lot of people twisted about what's going on with the internal problems of Bone with Busy and Flesh, but, you know, just know that Bone Thugs and Harmony is a unit, and majority always rules. So when you see the majority, that's Bone Thugs and Harmony, and we're going to represent it to the fullest.